sex work and sex worker AUs. We wanted to do a plug, so here we are on the plug, and we picked a fic, and we're going to talk about it. But we actually got a little bit silly, and we picked a fic that is not really a sex worker AU. It's sort of a fake sex worker AU. Spoiler alert. As always, if you haven't read it, hit pause, go read it first. Totally worth your while. You'll have a great time. And then you can come back and listen to our conversation. The fic is called Place Your Bets, and it's by Rurouni Hime, who we are going to call Rue from now on, because that's a mouthful. And apologies if we've said that wrong. We did our best. It's a great fic. I think it's about 36,000 words. If I have it, or maybe it was
right on the money.
Exactly 36,000 words, which is very sexy. And basically, there's kind of a bet on either side. Steve and Tony don't know each other. It's a no powers AU, but Tony's mostly still Tony Stark, but I'm going to say slightly less famous, but only slightly. Like take away the fame of Iron Man, and that's pretty much where he is. So, you know, makes sense. Bucky basically bets Steve or challenges Steve to get a date because he's had a dry spell, and he says, you know, you don't have to find someone you're gonna fall in love with, but just like kiss somebody, maybe like get a little action, have a nice time, meet some people, because the two of them have just got back from a tour. I don't know if they say where they're back from, you know, war or conflict somewhere, from serving in the army. And on the flip side, we see that Tony has been bet by Rhodey that, or you know, he sort of makes Rhodey bet him because he wants to do it, that he can't pick somebody up if he's pretending to be a hooker, because he is, he's too well known, Rhodey says. Everyone's gonna know who he is, and even if they didn't know who he was, he doesn't know how to do that. So he's not going to be able to pick up a John is basically the idea, but Tony's feeling goofy and he wants to do it. The key point here is that Steve does not know who Tony is as Tony Stark, because he's just come back from wherever he was and sort of skipped the celebrity boom that Tony went through when he took over the company or something. You know, however it works, he doesn't know who Tony is. So premise of the fic, Steve's trying to pick up Tony because he sees him across the way and thinks he's attractive and is trying to show Bucky that he's, you know, he could do this. And Tony is trying to pick up someone who wants to pay for sex. And they collide in the best possible way, end up going on a date, and things go cray cray from there. So in a way, yes, it is not accurately a sex worker AU, and yet that factor drives the whole story and is the fundamental basis of a lot of what happens. Steve's assumption that Tony is a sex worker, and Tony being now trapped in this lie that he's told that he is selling sex, puts the barrier between them that as they develop feelings for each other, they need to find a way to take down. And for me, I really liked that there's a couple things sort of stood out to me. One is that since we're talking about sex worker AUs, I felt that it essentially followed the same story path that it would have if it were expressly a sex worker story, but managed to do that while turning the trope on its head as well, which I just found really fun. And I love when tropes are sort of twisted and they're not quite what you expect. And so having this story that you can imagine the same story, but have, you know, either flip their, you know, a remix would be so easy, making it an actual sex worker AU, and either have Tony actually be a sex worker and, but they meet and they go on and, you know, Steve's challenged to take him on a date, and he does take him on a date, but Tony doesn't reveal that he's a sex worker. And so the thing he's hiding through the fic isn't that he is Tony Stark TM, but that he is a sex worker. And so much of the fic could be the same with that being the secret. And I just found it was really enjoyable and really interesting and fun to have it instead be that Tony's like, no, no, I'm not a celebrity. I'm a sex worker. Like, he actually feels that being Tony Stark and being that celebrity known the way that Tony Stark is known is worse perception wise than being a sex worker, which obviously has a lot of social stigma attached to it. But he would rather that Steve, at that point in their relationship, he doesn't, when he doesn't want Steve to find out, he would rather Steve believe that he's a sex worker than find out he's Tony Stark. And I just find that relationship of Tony with himself to be very Tony-like, and also interesting to read and interesting to think about when we're talking about the tropes that drive sex worker AUs.
Yeah, I completely agree. What's fascinating so much in this particular fic is that, I'm scrolling back up just to make sure that I get when this was written, because I want to, yeah. So it's 2016, which is like a little bit in the peak of the, when I read fics and go back and read fics, this was a lot of the era of a lot of this kind of vibe of Stony, like a lot of aw shucks, first, like just out of the ice, still 2012 kind of Steve, and this kind of frantic mess that is it's Tony.
We were all trying to dodge the whole Civil War thing and just be like, let's pretend it's like 3 years ago.
I don't blame a single one of you. No. But this is kind of one of the greatest examples to me. Like, I forgot this was even a sex worker AU until you said, like, why don't we do this one? Because I love this one entirely because of the dynamics, not only between Steve and Tony, but then like with Rhodey and Bucky as the wingmen. Because the Jameses meddling with Tony and Steve is one of my favorite Stony elements. Like, oh, yeah. I love the Jameses. And I could read the Rhodey and Tony / Bucky and Steve show forever. And so I loved that. I bring that up because a huge part of a sex worker AU in a lot of ways is like the friends knowing that the sex worker has fallen for the person and like how the friend talks about that. Like that's present frequently in the trope. And so we get that on both ends. Like Rhodey has been over it since 4.7 seconds in.
I think he might've been over it before it even started.
He's been over Tony since 1991. God love him. But, it's just a really fascinating dynamic. I also just love, in terms of things I love about the fic, just want to point this out. This is a short time frame and yet so rich in detail.
Yeah.
It is relationship so happens
rapidly. Like they fall for each other over, you know, less than a week, I think, but you get so much detail and feeling and experience in that time. Sorry, I interrupted you.
But yeah. I did. That's okay. Like, I think it's like maybe 5 days, which is also a very New York rom-com energy. Like New York is a character in this story, and like Brooklyn is a character in this story, and how they physically interact with the space. The only thing I didn't personally love the Peggy stuff. It just wasn't my favorite detour, as it were, into a past, but I love the High Line. I love the idea that, I mean, physically, I love walking the High Line. So I loved the High Line. I love the big gay ice cream truck. So I was pretty happy with that cameo, as it were. I'm a sucker for Steve with small children. So I loved the orphanage aspect. Anytime you throw Harley at me and the potato gun, I'm going to be in. Peter being a blushing, stammering idiot who's still really good at science, always a tick box for Flame. So all of it just kind of wrapped together, like I said, except for that one little plot device I didn't necessarily love as much, but still loved the fic overall. And it's so well executed that I forgot the entire plot thing that, like, in terms of the warm fuzzies it gave me, I forgot that even the conceit of the bet until you brought it up to me again.
It's interesting because, you know, we were talking in our last segment, we were talking with Rob and we talked about barriers a lot. Like, what's the barrier that's keeping them apart, and the difference between having a physical barrier and having an emotional barrier that keeps them apart. And obviously this fic leans so hard into that emotional barrier, and all 36,000 words are about how they're going to break that down. And that just fits the vibe of what we were talking about, what we like and what we expect from a sex work AU is that barrier. And these boys manage to create that barrier between them. They both contribute to it.
Yep.
Without either of them actually being a sex worker. And yet they're just like, yes, that is the thing. That is the thing here between us. And I'm like really impressed at the ability of them to be like, here's a thing that a lot of stories use as a way to keep two people apart. It's a classic, you know, not just in fic, Pretty Woman, that's the, you know, fundamental basis there. We love that. We love doing a I can't be with you because, you know, you only like me because you're paying for it and you're only here because I'm paying for it kind of thing. Neither of them ever actually pays for it. Neither of them ever actually has sex and neither with each other in the fic, and neither of them is actually a sex worker, and yet those three things are still the emotional barrier that's keeping them apart. And that's just, it's very deftly done, and I'm impressed.
That's a great point. And they constructed it entirely themselves, which is a really good, as you said, it's a good reminder that for most of us, the emotional barriers are the ones we create ourselves.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's like, you know what? You don't actually need to have like a great class divide or a language conflict or your family hates the other person. If you're dramatic enough, you will find a way to keep yourself apart from the one you love without anyone else's influence at all.
Good news. Do you have the emotional capacity of a teaspoon? You too can star in a fanfic. Like.
So yeah, ultimately, yes. At the end of the day, I love how this is a fic that is, you know, it's tagged fake prostitution. It's not, it doesn't claim to be a sex worker fic, and yet it hits the points that we were talking about as our favorite things about a sex worker fic. And that's beautiful.
Yeah. Highly recommended. I will say too, I have binged all of Rue's other fics and recommend them highly as an author. So if this is your first introduction into Rue's work, please enjoy. They've got 52 Marvel fics. Currently doing a little bit more work in Destiel, which I also dip into, but if you don't, then you've got 52 Marvel fics to glom onto, as well as some other fandoms that they have written in.
This fic and Rue's AO3 will be in the show notes, so please go check it out if you didn't pause and go run read it before we started talking, if you wanted to listen to our conversation first, and make sure that you drop some kudos, some comments, some bookmarks, some love, do a reblog. And thanks for Rue for writing this, because we loved it and we still love it. And to you guys for listening, if you have any more comments on, you know, trope subversion, particularly subverting the sex worker AU trope, or other recommendations, hit us up.